Yes, sir. Get With The Time podcast, episode 2. This is your boy, Drish, and I'm kicking it with my boy, Sincere and Draco. What's happening with y'all boys?
What's going on, bro?
What's popping?
Yes, sir. Man, shit, man. It's been a crazy ass week, man. What y'all boys been up to all week, man? I talked to y'all in the group chat. What's up, man?
Shit. I just been getting my dick wet and getting my dick sucked. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. You know the vibes.
Yeah, shit, I feel you. Y'all boys, hell.
Had to stop by the local Walmart and get another box of the Magnums.
Hey, you know, I'm in that bit, Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. I'm going raw every time, baby. You gotta feel it all.
Hold on, y'all. y'all boys, hell early. Hold on, let's get this shit up so on the road, man. Y'all boys, hell. Oh, God. Shit, man. I ain't gonna lie to y'all boys. I know we all seen Avengers this week, so goddamn, I'm gonna go ahead. Spoiler alert! You ain't goddamn listen to that bit. You better go ahead and zoom by. We finna goddamn chop shit up real quick.
By the spoiler end alert!
No,
really, you ain't seen the movies.
Big spoiler, nigga.
You had time.
Big to see the movie. Yeah, movie been out by 2 weeks now. You should have been seeing it because I seen it late. You did.
Crazy thing, I seen it on the bootleg. So
hell yeah.
Hey, shit, hold it down, bro. Hold it down, bro. Hold it down. They only know about that.
He acting like the fans watching. Like,
they don't need to know about that Chinese like exclusive, nigga.
Hey, boy, that bit was a Chinese link, boy. Nah, man. Shit, I'm gonna go ahead and pop it off, man. I love you 3000, man. Long live my boy Tony Starks, man. That shit hurt, boy. God damn, that shit. In my motherfucking Kevin Gates for that shit had hurted me, big brother.
I was just finna say that shit, bro. That shit had hurt me.
Dog, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Overall, me personally, man, the movie 3 hours and shit. The first hour and a half was slow as a motherfucker, boy. I about goddamn fell asleep the first hour.
Yeah, I'ma agree with that shit, bro. That shit was a very excellent movie. But I ain't gonna hold you. During that little first 30, 40 minutes, I was in that bitch about to start snoring, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
But on God, boy.
The only thing that kept me up was the fucking food, bro, until that shit started really getting popped off.
Oh, see, man, I'm a big nigga. I smashed my food before the previews was over.
Nah, I had my extra, but see, you a big nigga. I'm an extra fat nigga. I had got 2 different snacks, one for the beginning, because I knew I was finna eat that shit. And then I had a second there.
That nigga doing food reviews, man. What's up with the movie, man?
Shit, man, we ain't doing no food reviews.
Hell yeah, we just snack, man. Nah, but you know, man, fuck that nigga. What bro name? Hawkeye?
Yeah.
That nigga about, lame as hell for letting Black Widow goddamn go outside like that. That nigga should have jumped with his ain't shit ass.
Then how do you...
Hey.
Bruh, you saw that, bro. They both was going at it, man.
Nah, I know that shit, but bro, come on, bro. Like, she wildin', bro. That nigga was in goddamn Japan, goddamn cutting people the fuck up.
He wanted to kill himself for the stone, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, shit, he should have died. Fuck that. Black Widow need to come back.
I was
chopping it up with my boy. They thought he was talking. I don't think he understood that. Shit, excuse me. Motherfucking, he was talking about if they got all the stones, why we can't go back and get Black Widow, nigga? If you die in the past, you can't bring her back, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't. You can't.
Nah, it's just the fact you can't even bring someone back because she died for the stone.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Plus, it was the soul stone, bro.
Yeah. But she gone, man.
Took the soul.
But nah, like, the shit was good as fuck, though, man. They could have really, like, Thanos really turned Hulk to a pussy, though. I ain't gonna cap. Like, he had that man pussified, dog.
Nah, I'm gonna say the only reason Hulk really liked that is because of the fact that the doctor got, you know, fused into himself. So it's like his human personality in that motherfucker.
He's just able to control his rage.
Yeah, he's just able to control his rage. It don't make him a pussy.
It's him just with the gamma rays. He Hulk now. He Hulk with his same brains.
Yeah, that shit was funny as hell to me. I ain't gonna lie. Like when he was in a diner with them niggas and the kids was getting autographs and bro, it was hella suave. That shit threw me off.
Bro,
yeah. My favorite part of that bit when Hulk was trying to get that stone from Doctor Strange and Shawty kicked his soul out of him.
Boy,
I was like, hell yeah, she got them folks.
Came this man Thanos cooking breakfast, whatever. They come in, swoop down on this man. interrogate him. Thor don't even wait. He chop his head off. I'm like, hell yeah. He ain't had to do, bro, like that.
Man, speaking of Thor, bro, that nigga almost fucked everything up, bro. He was wilding when he was in his goddamn palace and all that shit. That nigga was tweaked out.
Yeah. Man was tripped out.
Nigga was over there trying to hug his mama and shit. Like, goddamn, nigga.
Hey, shit, bro wasn't trying to see his mama die, bro.
Facts.
I feel it. Well, nah, man, overall, man. That was a good end to the phase three, man. I want to see what they're really gonna pop off of phase four.
Hell so, yeah,
that shit gonna be good as fuck, man. Avengers overall, man, I fuck with it. Y'all standpoint on Marvel and man, shit.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Shit, I'm right there with you, man. That shit was good as fuck.
7 out of 10.
I heard one person say that shit was trash. I said, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Like,
I can see why they say that movie.
I mean, yeah, it was slow, but you can't sit here and say that movie was trash.
You got to also ask, did they ever seen any other, like, Marvel movies? Did they see any other? They probably
exactly. Don't fly. That's what I'm like.
Yeah, but that's they own.
You might not know what folks. Exactly. You go see the ending movie. That's like, nigga, if I went to go see fucking
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows or some shit.
Exactly. Yo ass should have goddamn watched the shit leading up, nigga. That ain't my fault.
Exactly, bitch. You should have been watching Sorcerer's Stone.
Exactly. Shout out Hagrid, nigga.
I fought with Harry Potter, though. Shout out to him.
Man, shout out to them times when I tried to goddamn watch the movie and go take that reader's test in middle school.
Hey, shout out to my auntie who bought me the first five book collection. I ain't read now one of them, but I seen them first five movies.
Shout out to her, man. And also shout out to all them niggas who was stealing books out the book fair. Y'all niggas,
sir.
I ain't had no heart back then. Shit. I was too pussy.
Man. I ain't gonna lie to you, but I was goddamn. I wasn't even stealing books, nigga. I was stealing
Chico.
All the books,
toys and shit.
I was stealing the books. Nah. I stole a book, but I ain't steal no book to read. I stole a book with the
video game Chico's. Bro, that shit was the best.
Yeah, that's what I really wanted. You feel me?
I ain't gonna lie. I was taking them damn lead pencils because I was tired of using that average ass pencil while everybody had them lead pencils.
Shit, no, I used to fuck with the lead pencil, man. I used to sharpen them bitches all the way down. Bitch, look, you little ass pencil. I ain't like the big ass pencil. But shit, man. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, I think I might have been tripping, man. We shouldn't have started that bitch off of Endgame, but fuck it. Hey, man, rest in peace, John Singleton, man. I'm gonna go ahead and pop that bitch off like that, man.
Yeah. Say, 51 years old, man.
That shit, young as hell. Rest in peace. That nigga was a pivotal person in the culture, for real.
That man was a pioneer in his in the film industry, man, especially for young black people, man, that's getting into film. So, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of motherfuckers, like, I feel like probably Jordan Peele or, you know, other black film directors and shit looked up to, bro.
Well, I also feel like a lot of niggas that's young might not know who that is. So, y'all go ahead and tell y'all favorite movies about it, bro.
Well, shit, before we do that, man, I'm going to get a rundown of movies because I know a lot of people probably seen these movies. I mean, John Singleton, you know, he Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, High Learning, Rosewood, Shaft, Baby Boy, Too Fast, Too Fierce. That's my favorite goddamn Fast and Fear. Four Brothers, Hustle and Flow, Black Snake
Moan. Beverly Hills Cop, the third one.
I recently just watched that shit on Netflix. Yeah. That pretty much wrap up all the ones I've seen and all the Abduction. Abduction was good as fuck.
I mean,
but
my favorite movie really Hustle and Flow just because the damn song. But
yeah, that song was hard.
I was at such an age where, like, I remember seeing it with my mama, all that shit. It's kind of hard out here for a pimp. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
They really killed that shit. If I had to really be on some plot shit, Boys in the Hood, that's probably my favorite for real.
Yeah. My favorite gotta be Four Brothers. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, my favorite Boys in the Hood, man. Boys in the Hood, I watched that shit young. That shit, goddamn. That was a good ass movie, man. That's all I gotta say, man. I feel like a lot of young black dudes need to watch that shit, man. When I say young, I ain't talking about motherfuckers our age. I'm talking about kids, nigga. Because that movie right there, that shit good as fuck. I mean, motherfuckers need to check that out. So if you ain't seen Boys in the Hood and you listen to this shit, man, do me a favor. Goddamn, go ahead and watch that shit, man. This shit might fuck around and change your life. No cap.
Yes, sir.
But then again, if you just along in life and you ain't watched that shit, probably ain't gonna change your life because you probably ain't been shitting.
Oh, God.
Damn, Bishop.
I'm just saying, bro. Sometimes it be too late. Yeah. You can't teach an old dog. You can't
save everybody. All dogs do not go to heaven.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that shit crazy, man. 51 years old, stroke.
Yeah, rest in peace, man.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, man. My condolences to his family, man. That shit's sad. Yeah. That shit's sad, man. Seriously. What y'all boys want to go with next? Well, fuck that shit.
Let's get it out the way. Let's get it out the way.
All right, go ahead.
Hold on, what you want to get out the way?
Go ahead.
Let's get it out the way. Let's get it out the way now. Let's get the bullshit out the way now. Lil Nas X.
Oh man. let me start. Let me go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me get this shit off my chest real quick. All right, bruh, drop the Old Town Road. Cool. Song was hot. Song is hot. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Shout out to anybody listen to it. But I feel like this shit not hot shout to me baby. Anymore. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm sorry. I know I can't really remember what I said word for word last week about dude. But I'm getting tired of I'm gonna take my horse on the ocean. I'm tired of that shit, man. I don't want to hear none of that shit.
That nigga
corny as fuck to me, bro. It's just, I don't know, man. You just, y'all ever see somebody like somebody antics, and it just aggravate you like as soon as you
just
see
tired of all them snippets you put it out, or
I'm just getting tired of seeing that.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I feel me personally, I feel like bro let the steam die down. He should have dropped something else.
He running with one song. Like I understand, bro. You know what I'm saying? The shit really, it's been out for a minute, but I understand you gotta, you know what I'm saying, do your thing with that track.
About what, 6 months?
Yeah.
But come on, man. You need to come on with something else, bro. Is you staying in country? Is you going to rock? Is you trying to rap? Like, what you trying to do?
Yeah, he kind of all over the place. Give bro, a high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my thing. When I think Draco brought this shit up in the last podcast talking about he said he gonna do the Infinity Stones of the music business. He gonna do all
hell yeah, he wildin'.
But yeah, I find that corny, bro. I don't know really why, but it's just like, nigga, you trying to goddamn rap, you trying to do rock and roll.
I mean, to me, it's cool to like try some crossover shit, but you still gotta have your home base. Dropping no rap music yet.
Yeah.
And he deleted all his other music off of like all the platforms too. So the only song that pop up is Old Town Road.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, man. I think that right there, that part right there might make sense because you know how sometimes.
The label did that shit. He didn't do that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, nigga, you can't run off one song. Niggas be trying to listen to other shit too. Like, nah. And it's like niggas who never knew of you. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to listen to that shit because I don't want to hear that shit. But as far as like niggas who heard of him off Old Town Road, they dig deeper and see what else he got going on.
Yeah, cause Old Town Road, that ain't it for me. Like this shit was cool. Yeah. Like I don't know. I think it might like Sincere said last week, man. It's kind of some parody shit. Like it was cool at first, but now this shit just it didn't run into the ground to me.
I ain't gonna lie, this shit really didn't register to me until goddamn Billy Ray Cyrus hot on the remix.
I was fucking with it.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. I never heard the full song until Billy Ray hopped on the remix. I was like, all right.
Nah, I heard the whole song, but when Billy Ray hopped on that bit, it was slick. Like, this might be the greatest goddamn verse of the year.
Yeah, exactly. But nah, yeah, no cap, bro.
I just bullshit, man. But that's just real hard.
Yo, one thing I was mad about, though, is when he dropped that second remix, I was hoping that shit was finna be Thug Jeffrey, you know what I'm saying? Why the fuck did he put Diplo on that?
Yeah, he should have really put Sex on that bit, no cap.
Exactly. Shout out to that shit. Didn't listen to it either. As soon as I seen that the special guest was Diplo, I was like, let me goddamn unfollow this.
But shit, man. My
consensus is Lil Nas X. He's just that quiet kid in class, you know, that never talk, and they get that one joke off, get the whole class weak, and then they run with that shit the rest of the year. Yeah, that's him. That's him. That's how I'm viewing him right now. He running with a joke that's old now. Like, it's not funny.
Nigga be quiet the first nine weeks. Get that joke off. He got that. Damn, nigga, graduation.
It was funny the first time. It was kind of funny the second time. You giggled the third time. And then it's like, all right, my nigga, like, this all you got. Like, wrap that shit up, man. Pack that shit up.
Yeah, oh God, shit. All I'm gonna finish this section off with. Shout out Davies, man.
Shit, man. Yeah, shout out Davies. Yeah.
Hey. Shout out to all the New York niggas. Shout out to my ex. She was from New York. Bitch was crazy. Shout out to her. Shout out to all the New York niggas and bitches and rats. Shout out to the rats in New York.
Shout out to the rats. Hold on. I don't condone snitching.
Nigga,
I'm
talking
about
the rats.
I was finna get off like Kodak in this bitch. I don't condone no tipping.
Like that, my boy. Fuck, man. That nigga talking about
that's
animals.
That's sad. We can't even call rats now. Who's supposed to call it? Rodents. Yeah, shout out to the rodents.
Why you shouting out rats though, bro?
Nigga, that's a part of New York, man.
Bro, chill. You ain't had to disrespect them folks like that.
Hey, man. Chill, bro. Oh, God, bro. Shout out to the Yatta.
Shout out to the studio apartments. That's 3,500.
Hey, bro, just gave a shout out to some Timberlands, bro.
He did.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to them Timberland motherfuckers.
Hell yeah. Look, I said shout out to the Yatta.
The Weeks. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Jay-Z. I don't know if y'all heard about the B-side concert, but.
Hell yeah.
Bro got his shit off.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah. Tribute to Nipsey, Long Live Nip.
Jay-Z, man. Why you bring it that motherfucker that we finna go on to the B side just for people don't know, man. B side basically he threw a B side concert at Webster Hall. Basically, man, B side, you know, anything on the albums, you know what I'm saying, that wasn't no single. But I'm gonna go ahead and go out on a limb here. Well, I ain't really even going out on no limb. Jay-Z, I don't give a fuck if you ain't a fan of this nigga or not. Jay-Z probably damn sure the GOAT. I mean, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay-Z the GOAT, man. It ain't no He definitely one of them. He's on the Mount Rushmore hip hop. I'm gonna go ahead and put that out there.
Shout out Hope.
He aged the best, bro. About 50. If he drop an album when he's 50, he turned 50 in December. He drop an album. I'm gonna listen to it, bro.
Yeah, he's one of the only older rappers that he aged his content as well.
Oh yeah, shit. It's rappers now that's not even that old, and I still want to listen to him. For example, Snoop. I don't want to listen to that nigga.
Hey, man, I don't want to listen
to
the game.
It's niggas that came out last year. I don't want to listen to. What was you talking about?
Huh?
It's niggas that came out last year. I don't even want to hear shit from now.
Yeah, like,
oh nah, man.
The game, bro. Oh man, I'm gonna go ahead and just fuck. I'm gonna get into it then. Fuck it. I'm gonna get into it, but hey, man, I want to start this shit off by saying, long live Nipsey, man. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle, man. Long live neighborhood Nip. But yeah. I understand, man, Nip died and a bunch of people grieve different, man. But the game, he got to get the fuck off Instagram, bro. I really feel like, bro, clout chasing with the whole Nipsey death shit, man.
Yeah.
Because ever since Nip died, man, every post this man posts on Instagram is probably about 165 pages long. That bitch be a whole ass novel. Like, dog, like, that one where he posted his son talking about going to school, like he didn't want to go to school, he wanted to ride around in the blue car. Like, bro, your son didn't say all that shit on that post, man. Stop.
Yeah. Rapping. Hell no, nah, I ain't even see that shit.
Yeah.
Bro got his cars painted blue. Yeah, he got he got prolific tatted on his, like, damn, man. Like,
I understand people grieve different, man. I understand that. But at a certain point, he was just on some clout chasing shit, talking about he fucking all types of motherfuckers' wives and motherfucking he was making
he need to drop that shit. That's so hard.
Yeah, it did. I ain't gonna lie to you, but it's just like I feel like he doing this shit leading up to something, man. So I wouldn't be surprised if he announced that his album dropping in the middle of July or some shit. Like,
you know, it's coming, man.
Oh yeah, I already know it's coming, but it's just like, that shit. I get it, bro. Like, you grieving, but you ain't got to. Why you bringing it to the internet? All like every damn day, like. You ain't got to sit here and do that shit.
He
man.
Doing more like, than like his girls. Like, you feel me? He just doing a lot.
Yeah,
exactly, nigga. That's not your motherfucking diary, nigga.
Doing a lot. That's all goddamn. He's doing a lot, man. Like, I would be wrong if I could see if it was like, you know, his mom or his dad, brother. They not even doing all that shit. Like, it's kind of just coming off a little disrespectful, kind of. It would to me personally.
Nah, I wouldn't say it's disrespectful, but it's I feel like it's.
If I had the details of their relationship, I could probably say more, but I don't know, bro.
Yeah. I know Game was one of the first niggas to fuck with him, but.
But I ain't really see them together like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they had behind closed doors, but like, bro, Nip,
come on, fam.
While, and I really never seen the Game with that nigga a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But not even like relating this to the Game, but when people die in general, man, folks come out the woodwork.
I
don't keep fuck with you.
Stat,
like, fuck with you.
Even my mom died. I ain't even doing all that, bro. And I love my mama to death. But come on, bro.
Yeah, yeah. None of that.
Come on.
You might get one or two good posts out of me, bro, and then it's over with.
If I was really hurt too, I really wouldn't even be on the internet. With
yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Duck like, the fuck
you might
out,
not
right?
even
exactly.
know who passed away to. For a while after that shit, cause
exactly.
I don't know, man.
The niggas might be like, "Damn, bro, where you been for the last 3 months, nigga?"
Yeah.
Exactly. But hell, I feel like if you know what I'm saying, a death in your family, especially like if it's your parents or something, and you duck off, motherfuckers should know where the hell you at, and they should know why the fuck you there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they really with you. They know what's up. Yeah.
Exactly. So if a motherfucker know you ducked off because, you know what I'm saying, one of your parents recently died or something, I don't feel like people should be asking you where you been. Like, nigga, you know where the fuck I been. Like, don't ask me no stupid-ass question.
That go for them internet motherfuckers, though.
Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah. Reaching niggas act like they got a fucking personal fucking hold on your damn life and shit. Like, nigga, you don't need to know shit about me.
Yeah, the internet is a crazy place, man. Motherfuckers don't see you post. They swear you locked up. You done got damn something wrong with you.
Yeah, like, damn, nigga, we out here living real life, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit take over motherfucker mind, man. I can't
bro,
wait to Instagram strip these lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. That shit might be
hard. I want to see how that shit play out with, like, I'm pretty sure they're going to have a way where, like, if you promoing something, like, you can show them your likes and your followers and shit like that. But I still want to see how that play out because I feel like that might take a big part of, like, paid advertisement on people who got, like, a huge platform on shit like that.
A lot of that's definitely going to go.
Yeah, it might fuck up some of these Instagram influencers.
A lot of these girls that live for the Instagram, you know.
A lot of that
esteem's gonna go away, but
what that shit called, bro? The healthy tea or some shit, tummy tea,
flat tummy tea.
All y'all hoes is done, nigga. The streets is done.
That shit kind of what is it now? They do the little teeth whitening.
Yeah, they do teeth whitening, detox teas, all types of shit, man.
Yeah, I saw some tummy tea this morning.
The hair gummy bears. Like, oh, y'all got hair gummies now. That's gonna make your hair grow. Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's in now too.
Oh yeah, remember?
I think they had that shit, man. I seen that at the store one day.
Hell no, that glass blunt played out quick. I ain't seen that shit in a minute.
I only seen ass fucking with that.
I ain't never. Oh, I seen them, but I ain't using one of them bitches big. I'm finna roll up.
I actually smoked that shit. I ain't gonna cap.
Damn. Nah, fuck all
I
that.
I wanted to see that shit when I seen Fat Boy on that shit I had when they got one.
Because the Instagram taking the likes and shit away and your followers, that shit, I want to see how that shit play out because I think it's just going to be weird, though.
I think it's going to be weird, too, but I feel like it'll force a lot of people to get out their head and actually start, you know, living for themselves again because a lot of niggas be on acting like Instagram shit is like a drug or some shit. Like, niggas really be fiending for likes and being seen and shit, bro.
But I don't think that's gonna change nothing. Like, all right, if they do that shit and then take that shit away,
I mean, they still are able to see their lights. You feel me? It just people won't be able to see the lights. I feel like it's looking better. I don't know, man.
But I feel like the way Instagram is, yeah, a motherfucker might care about their own likes, but you not getting them likes for you. You getting them likes so you could be like, yeah, I got, you know what I'm saying? I got so-and-so likes. And then they go on your page so you got so-and-so likes. I don't feel like that is all more so about how they feel. I feel like motherfuckers be wanting a lot of likes so other people see they get a lot of likes.
Well, another thing, too, I think when they do that, if they do that shit and it work out, I feel like it'll cause, like, you know, actual good content to be around more because, like, a lot of niggas just be liking shit and clicking on shit just because it got a lot of likes. It don't even be real shit.
Yeah. Cause a lot of people, man. But I feel like if you already, I really don't feel like it's really gonna change nothing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, probably not.
at the end of the day, I don't feel like it because okay, you take the likes away. But I mean,
well, they doing it in Canada first, so we finna see this shit before they even try it here. So we finna see what the hell they got going on in Canada.
Yeah, true.
I actually follow like a few people from Canada, so
yeah. I don't think I do. Damn. I don't think so. I don't
follow.
maybe Drake, but I ain't checking Drake.
Nah, there's a lot of people, bro, that I follow. That's like Instagram that I didn't even know they was from Canada, and then I found that shit out after.
But hell, I mean, does Drake even live in Canada?
He's a citizen of Canada.
Bro, really ain't probably.
Yeah, but. But think about it though. He a citizen of Canada.
All over the US, bro.
Do you think bro got his Verizon account in Canada? I feel like that shit gonna have to do with like I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know how they gonna determine that.
I don't know
because I feel like he might be a citizen of Canada. Is he even a citizen of Canada? I have no idea how that shit
I think
work,
that nigga here on like a work visa or some shit, bro. I don't know that nigga.
So. I doubt that nigga even give a fuck about that like shit. This nigga turn off his comments like
Bro got limited comments.
You feel me? Like
nigga, I commented on Drake shit one day and somebody said something back and I went to go comment back. That motherfucker told me I couldn't even comment back. I said, God dang.
You do what you want when you pop it.
Yeah, that nigga got down through the roof with it, boy.
He Game of Thrones with it, mama.
Shout out Game of Thrones, man. I seen my first episode the other day.
Hell yeah,
I watched the last week episode, man. I probably watched like three episodes in season one. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you, man. No disrespect for the dude folks that watch Game of Thrones, but. Them first three episodes, but it was slow as fuck. So I did not tune back in. But I watched that last battle scene. I'm gonna go ahead and put it like this, man. I'm going back to watch all of Game of Thrones, man. That shit was great. I'm finna tune in. I'll put it like that, man. I'm jumping 10 toes.
I feel you on that. I ain't watched the last battle, but I'm forcing myself through. I'm about season one, episode 8 is starting to pick up. So we're gonna see where we going.
I don't know. I'm gonna start that shit and finish it, but I don't know when, man.
Yeah.
But then again, man, it's the last season, man. I don't really.
Yeah, we ain't gotta catch up in no time frame. We can just keep it going. You know what I'm saying?
Watch that shit whenever.
Hell yeah. Plus, I like watching shows anyway after they already over with, and it's like 10 seasons and shit. Because I don't really like waiting for new episodes.
Yeah, it's way better.
Yeah, binging the shit when they got like 10 seasons is way harder than me.
Yeah. Hey, man, I just want to give a. This ain't got shit to do with Game of Thrones. I'm done with that. Shout out to the women, man. We gave a big shout out to the BBW community last week. But shout out to the women, man, in general, man. They've been giving me an ass of feedback this week, man, on last week episode, mm-hmm. man. So shout out to him, man. I just want to give him a big shout out. I don't really know how we're gonna correlate a lot of shit in one, considering the shit we talk about. But man, shout out to the women.
Shout out to the women.
We're not really finna sit here and be covering Love and Hip Hop, but we're gonna do a little something for y'all.
None of that Bad Girl Club shit, but we love y'all 3000.
Exactly. We love y'all 3000. No cap. Mr. Starks, we won. Mr. Starks. Mr. Starks? That shit was sad. I swear. Shawty sitting next to me in the movie theater, but she was crying, dog. I said, dog, if you don't shut the fuck up. You fucking this movie up, nah. I ain't trying to
water one.
But nah, man, along from the adventures, man, we ain't going back to that, man. But shout out to the women, man. I'm gonna go ahead and pop it off. I'm gonna go out here before we get in this topic, man. I'm gonna go ahead and say this shit right now. 6 months down the line, we're gonna forget who the fuck Cardi B is. Cause Meg Thee Stallion
finna take over.
No, that's a hot take.
Yeah. That's a hot ass take.
Yes,
man.
Sir. Yes, sir. No more Cardi B. She's canceled.
What's his name, Winslow? Ain't that what you be calling that girl?
Oh, you talking about Winslow? Yes, Cardi B look like Winslow, but I ain't finna drag her through the mud on here, man. But I'm not no Cardi B fan. Hey. But shout out to her, man.
Shout out Meg Thee Stallion. But really, in reality, I'm gonna have to shout out Tierra Whack. She going crazy. New Age Missy Elliott.
Oh yeah, she do. She go in.
Okay.
Hard. Just,
yeah, yeah.
Niggas
want to
focus on one at a time.
Hell yeah! Shout out Rico Nasty a long time ago. Shout out Rico Nasty.
Yeah, Rico Nasty. She hard. Rico Nasty hard.
And shout out to goddamn Doja Cat. Goddamn fucking Lil Nas.
Oh hell
nah. Lil Nas asked me to take a goddamn page from her and start dropping some more music. Fuck Lil Nas X.
Well, hell, Lil Nas X ain't nothing but a goddamn male version of her.
Nah,
if you want to be real,
Doja Cat got real goddamn music.
She was popping before that shit.
Yeah,
she can actually sing and do all that other shit too. And she just dropped that hard ass shit with Rico Nasty, that T and Tamara.
T and Tamara, yeah, that ain't hard. Yeah, shout out to the women, man.
I mean, that shit hard to me, but you know, music subjective, different strokes for different folks. But it's continuing off of what your ass.
I'm not even trying to talk about Doja Cat, though. Fuck.
Yeah, but back to the what's up with that Meg Thee Stallion, big old freak? Who y'all got on the feature, and what y'all think about?
It's already came out. Rumors is Drake. If it's Drake, if that's the rumor, Drake's gonna be the official remix. It's just God, it is what it is. As far as statistics go and charting high, that's the best bet.
Mm-hmm.
Sorta, kinda, cause really, it's a lot of records Drake get on and he hurt. But my ideal feature would be another female rapper.
Yeah.
Cause what is he really gonna really say on there? Like I just can't see him fitting on that. Ideally, I'd rather have Cardi B on it. She popping hard right now, and it just mixes well. I feel like that would flesh the best on. As far as stats and rapping. But go ahead.
Me personally, man, I ain't really looking at it from stat-wise. Stat-wise, Drake would probably be the best option. But I don't really want to hear Drake on that.
Yeah.
I don't really want to hear Drake, but if I got to hear anybody, it'll be out of these two artists. It'll be out of Ludacris and Wayne.
I don't know about Wayne, but I agree with the Ludacris. He sound like he'll go on that.
Shit, I go with Wayne. I will go Wayne off of one. I'm going to give you one song that reason why I say Wayne. That motivation with Kelly Rowland, bro.
That shit was hard.
I
bought that shit. Seventh grade.
Damn.
129.
Hey, man, I was probably like in ninth grade. Eighth, I don't know. You was in seventh grade. I don't know what grade I was in. I thought I was in middle school, but apparently not.
He probably wasn't. I was in seventh grade.
Because if he was in seventh grade, nigga, you was in like 10th grade, bro.
Motivation did not come out when I was in fucking 10th grade.
But he said he was in seventh grade, bro.
Man, the shit came out when it came out, man. Like
2011,
2010, I think.
Yeah, let's see. That came out in 2011, bro. You was definitely in 10th grade, nigga. Because I was in 11th grade, nigga.
Well, yeah.
You know some shit got good memory, nigga.
Yeah, that's why I was like, damn. But yeah,
really,
yeah, that shit right there.
Move on. It was April 8th of 2011. Like, I just was leaving seventh grade. You feel me?
Oh.
So like, y'all probably were like, whatever y'all was. I'm going into eighth grade. April.
All right, bro. You making me feel old. You making me feel old, man. Chill.
Man, fuck out of it with that shit.
But yeah, man. I gotta go with Wayne or Ludacris off of especially Wayne, especially off that verse right there alone. And I don't know, man, like Wayne catered to the bitches.
Damn.
Old Wayne.
What?
God damn, Lil, why you had to word it like that? Oh, my bad. Wayne catered to the women. I'm so sorry. Bro.
I wasn't ready for that.
You just shout out the women.
Oh, my bad. Well, yeah.
5 minutes.
Hell yeah. Nigga said, shout out to the women. We love y'all. Nigga said, Wayne do this shit for the bitches.
Now I'm fucking with you. He do this shit for the bitches.
Hey, Matt. Well, you know, that's just my lingo, man. No disrespect to the women, man. But yeah. It's just like Wayne appealed to the females a lot. The women. My bad. I don't mean to call y'all females. I know y'all ain't finna kill me this week.
He do.
So it's just like, Wayne, that, yeah, I'm single. That shit right there was hard. Like, and I know a lot of females just love that shit.
Nigga, that was a good Facebook post every day when that bitch came out.
I swear that was my space background song for a minute. But I think that came out late, though.
Wayne had a shit with the lollipop, too.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Bro, Wayne, to me, is my GOAT.
It's just not their time to be on the song, bro.
Hell yeah, it feels like 08 or some shit.
I can name so many people that would be good on the song, but it's just not the time, bro. It's not the song. It's a new time for it. Like, I just feel like the best, like Drake, it's just not, it really ain't even his time no more. Because when's the last time he got him? Well, nah, he did just last year. He got on Block Boy shit, right?
Free Block Boy, but yeah, that was like 20. That was like 2017.
They did Look Alive.
Look Alive.
Shoot was out first, popping first.
No, I'm saying, did he even get on Shoot?
No, nobody got Shoot.
Nah. He ain't even really. Shoot was just Block. He ain't even get on that. That was just a song they did together. When the last time he helped the artist on the song? Like,
Summer Walker.
Hell nah.
Hold on. I'm finna go out on a limb. This is one of my favorite newest rappers, but would you say Lil Baby?
No, I'm saying, but like, Lil Baby that was already their song.
Yeah, not like a new song they made together, bro.
Oh.
Like
a remix?
Yeah, I guess like that, yeah.
I can't really think, but I'm gonna go far back. Y'all can elaborate from there, but Migos.
Nah, you going way far back.
Yeah, that's the last one I can really.
Tuesday is even after that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the first thing that popped in my head.
That probably was the last time, man.
Yeah, I'm still mad he ain't actually. I thought he was gonna get on that Pull Up With A Stick remix. I don't know what happened.
So it gotta be Block Boy JB shit then.
Yeah, man. Remix.
Oh, that don't.
But
oh,
that yeah, was their song. Yeah, that was not an original song remix.
I don't know, man. I just know that. I just feel like that. I feel like the label is like, oh, let's get Drake. Da, 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 da. Like, that's just they like red button. Like, damn.
Hell yeah, that's that goddamn.
Come on, fam.
Hell yeah.
I'd rather hear Blueface when you get Drake on that shit. I'm just keeping it stacked. He might compliment that.
Blueface.
He might compliment that shit, man.
He might go crazy on that bit,
bro. But my I feel like the one that just fit the best is Cardi B, bro. Like, Cardi B just, that's just the perfect fit, man. It's another female rapper. You know, it just make the most sense to me.
I don't know. I don't think I want to hear another female rapper on that. I think I want to.
I do.
A nigga on the other verse. I think a nigga would fit well on the verse, considering it's a remix.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't really think of no nigga that I really want to hear on that shit though. That's new, or that's popping.
That's what I'm saying. Like, other than right Luda,
I can't think of no nigga that's popping right now that I want to hear on that bit.
Dan showed on one fucking Rich the Kid.
Who?
That bitch.
Hey, what?
Rich the Kid.
Where did he come from?
Is it a conversation?
Nah, nigga, I just thought about Rich the Kid. I don't know. When you said remix, I was like, Rich the Kid. That shit just popped in my head. I don't want no damn Rich the Kid on that shit. Hell, I mean.
Wait, he's the remix
king, man. Hey, that man, nah, he ain't the remix king, man. He the goddamn. They man remix them Q mixes, man.
He the take king. He the take your shit.
And then he the cover specialist, yeah. Boy.
Hey, did y'all? Never mind. I'll talk to y'all about that off my.
Shit, go ahead and put it
out. Nah, wait, what's the context of this shit?
Nah, y'all just had mentioned goddamn Jacquees, and he had dropped the song with Lil Baby this morning, and that shit was kind of hard.
Of course I didn't hear that.
I just clicked on that bitch, bro. It was on the fucking recommended, and I was like, damn, Lil Baby on this shit. Let me see what the hell they got going.
Shit, you better than me. I'll look at some shit like, oh, I ain't clicking that shit, and go on about my day. I don't
want to
play none of this shit.
Y'all know how I do.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna go ahead and jump out here again. I'm gonna say it one more time.
Where are you jumping?
I'm jumping. But I know y'all seen the report recently where the cocaine was found in the shrimp. Yeah, y'all seen that? Y'all seen that, correct?
I saw that. That shrimp dude was busting.
All right, so yeah, shrimp definitely be busting. But I believe that's the number one thing of why these females love motherfucking juicy crab. Females, I love the women to death, man. But they always want juicy crab, bro. And I'd be like, bro, this shit cool, but all the time. So it makes sense that this coke and this
they
shrimp,
be fiending
bro.
For that crab, bro.
Hey, that's.
Hell
I see a
yeah.
post about juicy crab on Facebook about 3-4 times a day from different women talking about, hey, y'all trying to go to juicy.
So, bro, it makes sense. The coke is in the shrimp. They steam the shrimp. So the coke getting cooked up, bro. This shit damn near cracked. So then the shit getting the whole bag mixed with all the seasonings, bro. These hoes is coke heads.
That fancy special.
They is some coke head. Now, I don't think it's additional coke sprinkled in the bag. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. All the seasoning and shit.
They sprinkle a little more on top. They put a little 8-ball in that pound of shrimp.
God damn, sincere.
That's probably a lot of coke, though.
Whoa. Nah, nigga. Them little whack.
8-ball.
That's a lot of coke.
Them little whack-ass seafood places serving that re-rock.
But nah. That's crazy, though. Chill out. But that's crazy as fuck though, man. I ain't really surprised when coke be found in crazy ass places
shit,
like that.
Nigga,
they ain't make it to the coast, to the shore. Them shits got lost in the ocean.
Uh-huh.
Them shrimp, the krill, eating on that shit. That shit crazy, bro.
Hell nah. Shit.
Shrimp really just eat dirt or whatever the fuck. Bacteria.
Hell nah, man.
Hey, shit. Y'all want to get into the point guard debate?
I mean, we could try it again.
Oh God,
we could try it again.
Nah, we ain't gonna get into it, man.
So maybe a week ago, I proposed a question. I said, "What is the quarterback of the NFL? I mean, what is the quarterback position in the NBA?" I assume it's a point guard. Like the point guard controls the flow of the team. Like everything kind of goes through a point guard.
Everything run through the point guard. They control.
So my question is basically just, what's the quarterback of the NBA? So Jordan thinks otherwise. You know.
Go ahead, Jordan.
I was gonna let you go. I'm gonna rebuttal your ass. I'm against the grain. You gotta go. Yeah, both of y'all.
We've been damn going at this shit for a few days now, bro. But come on, bro. If you really think about this shit, bro, he asking the equivalent of the quarterback position to the NBA. It has to be the fucking point guard. It just makes the most sense. And the point guard, he always lead the team. They fucking bring the ball at the court. They call plays and shit, bro. even if they not the best player on the team, there's always those exceptions. Obviously, nigga, the motherfucking LeBrons, the Giannis, whatever, nigga, James Harden is a goddamn two guard, nigga, all type of other shit like that. But at the end of the day, the point guard is always supposed to be the floor general and lead the damn team, just like the quarterback. Even if your quarterback's sorry in the NFL, you could still win games because of your defense, nigga. Just need a nigga to manage the game, bro. But go ahead.
Can't always run the ball, man.
All right. That's cool and all. I agree with everything y'all saying. But like I said earlier this week, man, I said it depends. It depends. I'm not saying all the time and every team. Yeah, majority, like, nigga, like 95-99% of the fucking shit is okay, the point.
Yeah, what the okay, fuck cool. are we talking about that. At the point?
Nigga, I said it depends. I'm not finna,
depend.
It's not 100%. No,
nigga,
it is. It is a depend.
Nigga,
it
bro,
is.
That's okay. Then that's like the wide receiver. Like, fuck.
We agreed that it depends, bro. But you just said 99%. What the fuck is the debate then?
Because I
that's
feel
like in the NFL, that quarterback not the best player. He's not the. Well, he's still controlling the team though. You need a quarterback.
Yeah, like, bro, example, Odell, the best player of the Giants before he got traded. Eli wasn't doing shit no more, but he's still the leader of the team.
Yeah.
Great example.
Fuck that. I wouldn't even.
Nah, you wildin'. Nah, you hey, you just want to hate on that, man. But Eli.
Okay, let's take Eli.
Nigga, nobody on that. Daniel Jones.
They just drafted that nigga, bro.
You hell, man. I'm about to go. You snap.
If you
man.
Take Eli Manning away, whoever.
I'm saying like
would,
take probably. All the quarterbacks away. Obviously, you can't. You feel me? But that's the point. Like,
hell yeah, take all the point guards away, nigga. You gonna
that? I don't feel like that. I don't feel like that correlates to this argument because you take all the point guards away, shooting guard.
Yeah, but the shooting guard gonna be sorry as hell running that one, and they not gonna win no fucking championship. You see what the fuck happens when niggas try to put shooting guards as the first point guard?
I don't know because Jimmy Butler run the one
who the
better
fuck
than
is
got
Jimmy
down,
Butler. When
did
Jimmy
two.
Butler win a ring, nigga? Look at James Harden, goofy ass, always choking in the playoffs. Nigga, the only nigga who got
he was doing that at the
yes,
two.
Yes, exactly. So
think of it like this, bro. Imagine a team full of centers, and then imagine a team full of wide receivers. In the NFL, like, shit is not gonna work, bro. It's just not, they're not really playing a position for real. Like,
yeah, nigga, you gotta play your role. Nigga.
Yeah. You get a team full of centers, them niggas not gonna win that many games, bro. They might win a lot, really, but it's just gonna be weird, bro. Like, come on, fam.
They ain't gonna be the same style of basketball that we know and love.
And you get a whole team full of wide receivers. Not... Yeah, I'm sure every team member on the NFL can throw a football, but it's just gonna be that. Like consistent, it's gonna be that precise. Hell no.
I mean, if you want to refer to the Giants, I'm pretty sure goddamn Odell hit that bit.
He's not even on the Giants. So
I know, but I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure he'll throw less interceptions Eli Manning. Cause let's be real, Eli Manning only got a job still because his last name fucking Manning.
Let's be real, that same shit happened to Peyton Manning because he did not win that Super Bowl with the Broncos. They defense won that shit.
That's disrespectful to Peyton, man.
Was sorry as hell that last year, but we not even gonna get on that subject. That's a different topic for another day.
Fuck that shit. We're gonna go ahead and wrap it up with the playoffs, man. I ain't looking how these Celtics like they might get put out.
Ooh, wait, what?
Who ended up winning
these Celtics?
The Bucks won.
Oh, the Trailblazers
took
won.
It home.
Yeah, 2-1. They 2-1.
Hell yeah. Trailblazers, they going to the Western Conference Finals.
Dame not going out like hoe this same year.
Yeah.
I hope he's not the Warriors.
I don't.
Man. I want to see it happen, bro. I want
to
see it happen.
I would like to see that
I would like
shit
to see
as
it
well.
Happen, bro.
We know that's a reach, but we want to see that shit.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's unhappy.
I get him.
Like to see it happen.
Nah, bro. It's just time for Dame to stop getting snubbed and start getting.
I want him to get his credit, man.
Exactly.
That's the perfect way for him to get his credit. He knocked the Warriors out. It's a wrap, bro.
Nigga, get that nigga his motherfucking credit, nigga. Dame Dollar.
He ain't even got to win the finals.
Exactly. Just get there and win one game.
What, to the finals?
He's not getting there.
If if. That's the key word.
We said if. Nigga, let us have dreams in this bitch.
Nah, fuck nigga, y'all fuck dreams. Y'all talking about that.
Hey, now, nigga, you a hoe. Boy, you a Davey Joe Button ass nigga.
Chill out. Nah, just they're nigga, they not even gonna win two games versus the Warriors. I get them boys. Warriors in five.
Man, shout out Hawks in three, nigga. Fuck the playoffs.
Shit, cause it don't like none of my East predictions gonna come true. Like I don't know. I the Sixers, man, I just don't know.
I'm gonna give a shout out to Joel Embiid for turning that around. Bro went the fuck off. Shout out Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he been snapping, but same time, I mean, I don't know. They could pull it out, but I ain't finna sit here and say they gonna pull it out.
It's hard.
They probably Kawhi's a fucking animal. But he's the rest of his team got to step the fuck up. Kyle Lowry, that man playing Augusta rec ball.
You get into the playoffs, the harder it is to come back from being losing down in the series.
I outplayed Kyle Lowry. Especially, you know.
Hell yeah. I saw a great Facebook post. Y'all might have seen this shit, but these niggas said that Kyle Lowry is just Raymond Felton with Drake phone number.
They said he's going to be the only NBA player in the gym that's not the best in the gym. I said, damn, that's tough.
What's crazy, though, bro, is Kyle Lowry wasn't that bad when he first came out, bro. I don't know what the fuck this nigga been doing, bro.
I'm sure, bro. Good. He in the NBA, but
no. I'm just saying he just knew used to not choke like this the past like 3-4 years. Bro, just been doing some bullshit, bro. Some mid.
That man.
Some air pack. Some air pack.
That man ain't been the same since he entered the NBA. That man was goddamn on the goddamn Rockets, not doing shit.
Wait, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry, he was on the Rockets, bro.
I just remember bro from like college and shit, really.
Yeah, and when he was I forgot what college he went to. Yeah, he was doing his thing in college.
Yeah.
Don't get him wrong on that, but he has not really been shit till he came to the Raptors. That man before he was on the Raptors, that man was boo boo garbage.
Like, too. That should be having me.
Damn, bro.
Oh, he was on Villanova, bro. That's what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
He was hard at Villanova too.
Even when he was on the Rockets, bruh, before that, when he was on the Grizzlies, that man was trash.
Bro, he was good on the Grizzlies.
My ass.
Man.
Hold on, fuck that. I'm finna look this man's stats up.
Why is this nigga a 5-time All-Star?
I don't even want to talk about Kyle Lowry. This nigga just, man.
Damn, this nigga got a gold medal? What the hell?
I don't even know if I would take that man if I started a goddamn rec league today.
All right. I don't know. He undersized, too. I forgot he was that small, bro.
You talking about this nigga with five. He will goddamn
I'm going to pick them niggas up with the jeans and the Black Forces. I know they're going to get me some points.
His rookie season, that man averaged 5 points per game.
Bro, shit. I don't. He only played 10 games. Nigga, he must have been.
I don't give a fuck. Okay. We're gonna add. Let's see here. He played 82 games the following season, averaged 9.
He doubled it.
He didn't start barely games though. Let's get to when he started. That's the first season he really started.
Bro. Look.
Game started. Bro. He started 9 games. That man started 9 games.
Bros in the NBA, he good to get in the NBA. But
okay. All right. I give it – all right, right here, Brian. Here we go. He played in 49 games his third season. He started 21. He averaged 7 points.
And on that note,
the man
– y'all have a great Saturday, Sunday, whatever the fuck it is. Y'all have a good one. I'm out.
All right, man, we're going to wrap it up. Yes, sir.